coming to you live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who never starts the show by telling you it is going to be amazing and then not give you an amazing show. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live eviction recap here on the first day of August 2019. And it was a night of what could have been in the Big Brother house, but we know what could be here tonight because we have a great panel here with us in the studio. For the first time here in Big Brother 21, we have not one but two guests here with us in the studio to help us make sense of everything that did and didn't happen on tonight's show. And let's welcome in, of course, you know, our weekly Thursday night contributor. Please welcome back the great Caitlin Herman.
Hello all.
Rob, thank you for being with us this evening.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And then also with us here tonight in the studio from Big Brother Over the Top, here is the great Alex Willett is here as well. Alex, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Did I copy you right?
Yeah,
you can do that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. I'm good. I'm happy to be here, though.
Yes. So we have a lot of people on the panel to talk about everything that's going on, and here with us as well to talk about what we did and did not see on the Big Brother live feeds. Brent Wolgamott is here as well. Brent, how are you?
I am great. You know, I am the biggest fan of Alex Willett, and she reminded me ahead of this podcast that we have actually never been on a podcast together. Like, I talked to her on social media, but I've never actually been on a show with her. So I'm very excited.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot going on here tonight, live with Caitlin and Alex and Brent. Get your questions in at hashtag RHAP as we talk about this night where we opened things up. We opened up the show. We were all a Big Brother Nation was on pins and needles as that I was around 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern. I'm on Twitter. Everybody, get on the feeds. It's going down. The flip is happening. It's okay. Everybody, battle stations. Yeah. Here we go. And then feeds are puppies for 2 hours. We don't know what's going on because Brent, you know, God forbid they show you something good happening on these live feeds that we got, you and Melissa and poor Taryn out there on these Big Brother streets watching these live feeds night and day. God forbid they show you something happening.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was watching Taryn on Twitch and he was covering some of it live when it was happening. And then, of course, they shut the feeds right down right about the time that they might have solidified something. I do believe Julie, when she said at the end of the show that there was a moment in time today where Sam was staying, because that's what it looked like from my end. But we never actually got confirmation of that. And to figure out what happened, it would be a little bit of speculation and a lot of guesswork on my part.
Okay. All right. So we will get a lot of that on Sunday night, and we'll have a great show on Sunday night as well. Brendan and Rachel are going to be here Sunday night, so be on the lookout for that show. All right, but I guess, Alex, give us the update. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm living in Los Angeles. I actually hang out with Caitlin all the time, so it's kind of fun to be here talking Big Brother with her. But yeah, mm-hmm. No, life's good. Couldn't be better.
All right.
I like how, like professional you're being about this.
You're just like, I live in Los Angeles. I hang out with Caitlin.
I think it's because I can see myself, and I'm
she's
just like,
my friend. Don't
stare at yourself.
She's my friend. We like to be together.
Forget the monitors. Forget the monitors.
Wait, Rob, the chat keeps telling me that Alex's mic is very low, and some people can't even hear it. So make sure make sure you're right in front of that thing.
Sorry, I am kind of like flailing my arms and stuff.
Yeah, so all right. We can make some adjustments on the fly, but okay. All right. So yeah, let me just. So Caitlin.
Yes, Rob.
What was it? Take us through your afternoon. You came in this afternoon,
and you felt like
okay, what's going on tonight?
You know, I took to the internet as we all did in the afternoon, and I saw that there was a potential of a flip, and my God. Did I have a chill down my spine? And not because I wanted to see Kat go home. Nobody really wanted to see Kat go home. I just wanted to see something. And I was really excited. I had a little pep in my step this afternoon. And then, Rob, we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw what we saw.
Yeah, I know.
This was
very frustrating because... Yes, go ahead, Brent.
Well, I'm just going to say the reason it was frustrating is because there was really no great move for everybody because of the two people on the block. I mean, like, you wouldn't know it from the way things happened today, but, like, this all started with Sam and Jackson earlier last night, where Jackson was thinking about potentially keeping Sam because Sam was very anti-Christie. They thought they could use him as a weapon. He went to Holly to talk about it, and then they're like, well, shit, we can't do that because look who's on the block next to him. My friend Kat, I was dumb enough to put Kat up on the blog. This is Holly talking. So we can't lose Kat. Like, I know Kat from the outside. So that's where they were in a bad spot. But then because of that, through a lot of stuff that happened that I can tell you about if you want to hear it. But then eventually the other side starts thinking, maybe we should keep Sam because that could, like, get us out of this jam where we don't trust Kat, we don't trust Jackson and Holly anymore, and so we could bring in potentially Nick and Sam as a new six. Let's see if that happens, but then none of that really came to bore. I think a lot of what probably happened is that, again, the differences between the six were probably papered over. I think Christie probably did some massive damage control, and also Tommy, left to his own devices, is a pretty safe player. You heard Julie even talk about that on the show tonight when he was casting his vote, like, what's the safest play for him? He's been trying to keep the six together. So if there was even a morsel of possibility that the six could even paper over their differences for another vote and remain together, I think that Tommy probably had a lot to do with it tonight.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about where we go from here. Caitlin, yeah. Do you feel like was irreparable damage done to the six tonight, or that, as I'm starting to believe, are there only three certainties in life? Death, taxes, and the six remaining together forever.
Well, I feel like that's very dramatic of you, Rob.
I'm ready to be dramatic tonight.
Yeah, I'm in a dramatic mood also. That being said, I would like to see more of the footage. I need more of the tape before I make a statement like that. I don't know if it's really going to ruin it. All I can say is this group of house guests, they are a bunch of scaredy cats, like, truly. So I would not be surprised if this doesn't ruin the six, because they're all just so scared of doing anything that's going to, I don't know, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true. Alex, I mean, like, you've been watching the live feeds as well. And, you know, I think that Jackson is a really volatile presence within the six. And I don't think that I don't think that they can remain together much longer. Now, this competition may end up neutering some of that possibility. Like, if Jackson goes into a safety competition, gets the safety, they can't take him out. And then so what do? They, I don't know, they go after some dumb move, like get Cliff out or get Nick out or get Nicole out. Like, that's a possibility. But I do not believe that Jackson and Christie trust each other. I don't believe that that rift can be healed.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, when you were watching the episode tonight and you looked at Jackson's face, he was stone cold the entire night. Wasn't even faking it. Wasn't pretending. Yeah. I think him and Holly are now going to be the new Nick and Sam, like the kind of isolated alliance members in a sense. So I think it's done. I think it's a done deal for Jackson. I think he's out.
You know, yeah, it's so crazy with this potential flip for Sam, because it was like both sides tried to at one point flip the vote to save Sam. We saw Jackson make moves to potentially, all right, I'm going to flip this thing and try to save Sam. And then it looked like during the day today, it was going to be the Tommy and Christie side of the house was going to potentially flip things to save Sam. And then in true Big Brother 21 fashion, 9-0 vote to send Sam home.
So exhilarating.
Like, both sides wanted to keep him, and he goes home 9-0.
Truly, every time we watch the show on a Thursday, there's even just like a bit of excitement on our end. Like, you know, we get a little, like, yeah. Doesn't matter. Tonight, we all just sat there. I was basically looking at my phone the whole time.
Brent, I had a theory that I feel like that since Julie Chen went to Julie Chen Moonves, nothing exciting has happened on this show.
Ding.
Well, Is that it?
That might be, and that might have something to do with it. Just to give me like 30 seconds to give a quick rundown on what the heck happened. So, like I said, this all started with Sam and Jackson last night. Jackson was thinking about keeping Sam in the house. He went to Holly, but then they're like, no, we can't evict Kat. We got to keep her. But then what he couldn't leave well enough alone. Jackson went to Jack to say, look, I don't trust Christie. I think she's working against us. During Cliff's HOH, she threw her names under the bus. She said she didn't care if she went. And other people like Kat have gone to Holly and said that Christie is not going to work with the couples all the way through to the end. So they have reason to believe this. So he went to Jackson. Jackson went to Jack to tell him this. Jack then went to Tommy. Tommy and him thought about it. Obviously, Tommy's working with Christy and they don't know about their secret relationship. And so then, so they're like, they try to put the kibosh on it. Jack goes back to Jackson to try to confirm. So they attempt to throw Cliff under the bus and also Kat under the bus.
Brent, I'm legit out of breath.
I know, but I just want to get it out real fast because, you know, like I can get stopped really quick. What I want to tell you, though, is that Jackson used his trump card and said, look, I know that what Kat is giving us is true because Holly knows Kat on the outside. Like, they know each other from the outside, which never had been confirmed in the Big Brother house to anybody except Jackson. Jackman takes that information, goes back to Tommy. Tommy knows he has a secret relationship with Christy that nobody knows about. So I think his mind starts turning in that, oh, other people might have secret relationships too, and I might want to get them out. He knows that Jackson followed Holly on social media before the season. He also knows now that Kat and Holly have a either final two together or a relationship outside the house together. So he's like, look, that's a secret trio that if we don't get them out right now, could all be in jury together. Maybe we should make this flip happen and keep Sam. We could bring Sam and Nick into what was the previous six, make them a part of the new six, and let's go. And that's when the feeds went down.
So let's go.
That's how we got to-
that was beautiful.
Yes. A lot going on. So we have potentially the vote flip happening, and then we had the kibosh put on it. Alex, do you feel like that it was any part? Was Kat, she looked very upset. She seemed like that she knew that all this was going on. Do you think that she, any part of this was Kat saved herself?
You know, I think Kat is a very emotional person. And I do think kind of, I know in Sam's exit interview, he said he didn't really plan his emotions. I think Kat has closer bonds with everyone and probably cried a lot. So yeah, I think Kat just kind of saved herself, but maybe unintentionally saved herself. She might have just kind of had like some like emotional meltdowns, and that was what did it. I don't think she strategically saved herself.
Did you understand anything she was talking about?
Kat? Absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. She was probably like that the entire day, like shuddering.
She was really all over the place with that speech, Caitlin. She talked about, you know, women's empowerment, body issues.
Doesn't see gender. Gender equality.
Yes, yes. Like, I mean, her family is proud of her.
You heard that she was going to do some, you know, joke-filled speech. Because remember, she volunteered for the block out of nowhere. Holly put her own best ally up on the block. So Kat was like, this is all fun and games until the last minute when she's like, oh my God, I could actually go home.
Yeah.
So now she's like, and she realizes if I go home, I'm going to look like Lawan levels of amazingness here because I volunteered for the block with my own ally as HOH, not since Jordan Parhar in Big Brother Canada volunteered to go on the block with Zach as HOH. This is something happened. And then she's like, oh, I don't know if I really need to do something about it. I do think what Sam said was there's probably a kernel of truth to that, where she cried her eyes out maybe to Christy and said, look, I'm anti-Jackson. I've never been for Jackson. I'm with you. And again, as I said previously, there wasn't really a great move here. Yes, they could flip and keep Sam in the game, but they didn't really want to keep Sam in the game. They don't want Sam and Nick to be together. Christy doesn't like Sam. She doesn't trust him. Sam's been anti-Christy all week long. So yeah, they could flip, but do they trust Sam to be on their side? I don't know.
Brent, I know earlier in the week you were very excited about the prospect of Sam going home because you felt like that he played such a terrible game. Did he do anything to redeem himself in his campaigning that you feel slightly less good about him leaving the house tonight?
I feel slightly less good about him leaving the house because he didn't give up. Earlier in the week, as Taryn noted on the round table, he had effectively given up, started talking about his family, how much he missed them, and really wanted to be out of there. But then he was doing things like, I have information, and I want you to know it about Christy, but don't reveal it until after the vote. Meaning after I'm out of the house, which I thought was just crazy. Why would you do that? Again, he said it on the show tonight. Christy, yeah, he likes her personally, but in the game, like, why is he protecting her when she's not doing anything to protect his interests? He really, I would use the telepathy tweet to try to get him to blow Christy's game up in hopes that it might shake up the game board enough.
What is a telepathy tweet?
You know, when you tweet something at somebody where they really can't see it, but you're manifesting it.
Caitlin, is this real?
Yes. Nope.
No.
And come on, like, we all know I'm like some sort of crazy.
Not telepathy tweeting.
You know. Okay, so I tried to, in answer to your question, he deserves a morsel of of commendation for not laying down and dying, for trying to talk to some people. He knew who the movers and shakers were in the house. He went to Jackson and said, look, and Jackson already doesn't trust Christie, but he went to him and said, look, I've got information on Christie. Here's she's not for you. She's actually anti you and Jack, which, by the way, is true. Christie has at various moments during the season said, I'm anti Jackson and I'm anti Jack. I mean, I know that right now she's very anti Jackson and is very pro Jack, but she has been anti Jack at various times. Like, why do I even like this guy? Let's evict him at some point. I don't want to go to the end with him. I think she just had a conversation with Tommy like 5 days ago where she's like, we don't want to take Jack to the end anymore, do we? Because I really am not feeling that anymore. He was like, nah. So they have plotted against him at times, but they were able, like, the problem with Jack is that he will die for Christie. You saw it on the show tonight. He will die. I think he's in love with her. I really do. Or he has very strong feelings for her. And he's willing to go down with the ship. He's like a little one. Rob, you talked about this before, like a loyal soldier within reality TV. He's totally willing to go down with the ship as long as he's with his people. So him and Tommy and Christie, that's who he believes in. Jackson's fatal mistake this week was believing that Jack would be on his side. When forced to choose, Jack is always going to pick Christie.
Okay. Let's touch on Sam's speech. Alex, did you feel like that Sam had a good campaign speech tonight?
Absolutely not. I mean, you're talking about his speech when he's like being evicted, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm planting seeds in the house. Like, who's going to keep anyone that admits to planting seeds in the house? Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I think Deepak Chopra in my speech and Marianne Williamson.
Yes, yes. I told you not to mention that. I told you that.
She was in my thank you speech.
I told you I would have kept that on the DL.
I said, well, I just want to say I saw it coming. I thanked Marianne because I knew she would be running.
Yes.
Very good, Caitlin.
So I did think that Sam had at least brought some energy to it. I thought I liked where he started.
Did you like the end?
I've been caught in guilt by association. I've been in rooms where all your names have been dropped. Who has it? Who has it?
Yeah, I've heard your names was said around the house, but what? Who cares? It's just Big Brother. Just keep me.
Alex and Caitlin, Sam's problem has never been his lack of energy. It's been his strategic acumen that I've called into question, but he's never had a problem with energy.
No, never.
Yeah.
Send it.
Yeah, he gave one big send it at the end also to really try to get the t-shirts going.
I was about to say, he's going to make
his final
t-shirts.
Word. Send it!
I'll buy one.
Is send it one word? Is that a final word? That's final words.
No, it's send it.
Yeah.
Separate words.
Okay. So it was a 9-0 shutout on the vote. And so we have this HOH competition looming tonight, which could completely shake things up.
Let's make bets.
Okay. You want to put a bet on it?
Yeah. Do you want to do like...
I have a bet.
A $25 bet.
$25 bet. Wow. How about
whoever wins the bet
has
to... buy dinner for us next Thursday and I'll bring it and we'll eat it before we...
Okay. All right. Fine.
Does that make sense?
All right. Fine. What if Brent wins?
We Venmo him. We Venmo him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We Venmo him. So, okay. If Brent...
Send it!
Yeah. If Brent loses and he... how is this going to...
Well, let's think that... Okay, so who's your pick?
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
My pick is... Jessica.
Oh, no.
Bold.
Oof.
Okay. No. Oh, my God. Everyone relax.
Yeah.
I'm just picking Jessica. I swear to God, if we could fast forward to us finding out that it's Jessica winning, I will.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I say Jessica. I don't take it back. Next.
I feel like we're headed for a Jack HOH.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, he's very good.
Jessica.
All right, fine.
Wow, Jessica. Guys.
I didn't know you're so invested.
I'm not. But
Marianne Williamson and Jessica. Don't say anything bad about them in front of Caitlin.
Or I'm leaving this facility.
Alex?
I 100% think Kat is going to win. One, because I think she's intelligent and she's hiding it. And two, because she's so frazzled from being on the block, she's going to want power.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that.
I would love a Jessica.
Yeah. It really would have been so great, though. I feel like, that, Caitlin, we were robbed of Kat being blindsided tonight and just walking out of the house. And
are you bitches conspiring against me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlin, let's be clear. She deserved to be evicted. Both of these people, Sam and Kat, they both deserve to be evicted. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them played great. They played terrible games. Kat volunteering to go on the block was like terrible Big Brother play. When she had no, again, that wasn't in the universe until she brought it up. It wasn't like people said, oh, Kat, you can be a pawn. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. No, she brought it up.
No, yeah, that was so, so, so stupid. We got it. I'm glad she's going to be with them in the jury house.
Well, we were robbed because not only was she not evicted, but if she had been evicted, like, we could have gotten the Julie Chen, you know, by a vote of 5-4, the bitches were actually conspiring. I wanted that so bad.
Too bad.
We could still get it, though.
We could still, yes.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Unless Kat went.
I guess. Maybe.
Possible, I guess.
All right. So let's talk about the field trip, because the field trip is a thing. It's happening. And it's so confusing about what the field trip is and how it will affect things.
I'm very upset. Alex,
I think not since Big Brother OTT have we had such confusing powers to vote on.
Yeah, I'm kind of having flashbacks of OTT with this whole like third nom thing. It's traumatizing.
A third nominee. So
justice for cornbread.
Yeah. Okay. In case people weren't paying close attention, let me give you the rules of the field trip. Okay, this is what we're voting on.
Time for America's vote.
Okay,
America, for the next 8 days, you'll get to vote to send 3 house guests on a field trip to take part in a special competition. Voting ends on Friday, August 9th, the top 3 vote getters will take part in the competition. The winner of this competition will be safe from eviction that week. Second place will receive a punishment. And the house guest who finishes last will be put on the block as a third nominee.
Well, what are we supposed to do with this?
I have no idea. I'm rattled to my core. I mean, like, what are we doing, guys? Who are we voting for?
I feel like that the house guests are going to look at this as a bad thing, because there's nothing positive that can come from
safety.
This competition. You either get safety or you get shit on, Rob. Like, you're either going to be on the block or you're going to get a punishment. I don't think that any of them are going to look at this like, oh, I want America to put me into this competition.
There are some narcissists in this house. They will talk themselves into circles about how
they could.
Alex, who are you voting for? This is what I need to know, because whoever Alex is voting for, I'll vote for.
Good.
Okay. So I'm definitely, to me, I'm just going to vote for the 3 people that I don't like. So Jack Jackson. And then part of me wants to put Annalisa up, but I think she would lose and get nom, so I don't want to put her up. Part of me kind of wants to put Christy up.
Okay, but what's the best case scenario as far as the places are concerned?
There is no best case scenario, in my opinion. I mean, I would like for Christy to win safety, because I think she's good feed, so I want her to stay. Okay. And for Jack or Jackson, I'll take either to be nom.
Yeah, I think you have to just pick 3 undesirables and put them in there. At least one of them will end up on the block.
Yes.
I'm hoping Jessica ends up in this competition.
No, Brent, no way, because this is almost like the power app. Don't get Caitlin upset. This is almost like the power apps where it's like, who's trending? It'll only be people that are liked or disliked. People that the audience is indifferent to have no chance at this.
That's very true. I will tell you, somebody that evokes very strong emotions from the audience one way or the other is Frankie Jr. I think Tommy could potentially be in with his, like, I mean, like, can they, like, okay, like you guys can be objective with me. Like,
all right.
Is it impossible to find a gay man in the United States who's not some narcissistic attention monger? Like, is that how I am? Like, I feel like,
well,
in a way,
I mean, yeah.
How dare you?
It's my coworker we're talking about.
I felt like that the show was really trying to help Tommy out tonight. He got a really good edit where Julie is like, oh, we have to show you this amazing flash mob that Tommy worked on. Alex, did you ever work on a flash mob in the house?
No, but I wish I had. I think that's brilliant. And but we didn't have a dance instructor. Like, did you have a dance instructor in your house? We needed a Tommy, and we had a Jason Roy in my house. So
Fessy used to dance while he like looked at himself in the mirror, if that counts as a dance mm-hmm. instructor.
Yeah, I mean, this was like the audience for this episode was so mistreated by Big Brother, where we came in tonight and yes, Julie's Bob. Like,
yes,
I have to tell you, this is going to be
the best night of your life.
The greatest episode of Big Brother ever. And everybody's like, all right, we're here for it. Finally, here we go. Let's do this.
I like when he makes voices for people. Like, that is your impression of the voice of America watching. Yes.
We were all so excited.
Yes, Julie.
Truth.
And, and then by like 20 minutes in, it's like, all right, Nicole, tell us, what's it been like to be in the house? Where like we did like a long Q&A, and then we saw the whole flash mob, and we got to a 9-0 vote.
We were sold a bill of goods, you guys. There was no meat on the bone here. I mean, it was just nuts. I feel like, again, live television does not like it when they don't know what's going to happen. It was clear that they had to know at least something about what was going to happen. I mean, it turned out to be 9-0, but like it wasn't like these people all decided on their own that we're all going to vote for Sam to go. They had to hear that they were probably all going to be voting for Sam to go. So why would they sell it to us like it was an amazing night or something? I guess it was, but
especially when they had nothing of the fighting in the episode except for like a sneak preview at the end.
So dumb.
It's like, okay, great. Julie, when you got to work this morning, Sam was going home. And then at 3:00 he was safe. But when the show went live at 6:00, you had to know he wasn't safe. So
she made it seem like this was gonna be the best night of our lives, and it was arguably one of the worst nights of my life.
Oh, that makes me very sad, because I feel like
it's also your anniversary, so happy anniversary, and I'm sorry that this is now the worst day of my life. August 1st will go down in history.
It's been a day.
It has.
So Alex, why did they tease us?
Alex,
it's like I came home and told my kids, like, hey, I may have an amazing surprise for you tonight. I really don't even know. It might be amazing. And then it was like,
shatter their dreams.
Here you go. It's Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, I mean, they're teasing us because they've had nothing going on for 40 days. Nothing. So we get one thing and they're going to hype it up and like milk it for all it's worth. And that's exactly what they're doing. We probably won't even get the full fight on Sunday. It'll continue until Wednesday or something.
Is that what this is of Sunday? Sunday.
You know what I'm realizing?
What?
This is going to be hard to say.
No.
And I might be crossing boundaries, and I hope
Is this about Marianne Williamson again?
No. Okay. I just really hope that like no one really from CBS is watching this. I believe. Oh God, let's not do like a zoom in.
Okay.
I believe that people don't make moves because obviously they don't want to get out. They don't want to go home. They want to make the longer they stay, the more money they make. You have the chance of winning.
Yes.
If they just paid us better, I think that no one would be scared to do these things, because people just want, like, if you know, like, I'm going to get paid great and I can make big moves and like entertain.
So you're almost saying like, hey, congratulations. You're on Big Brother. Here, you're guaranteed what? 50K.
Yeah, something. Okay. You're guaranteed this amount, no matter what.
You're guaranteed 50K. Everybody who shows up gets 50K.
Have at it.
The winner gets 500K.
A million. It's just something. Okay. It should be a million.
We're now going to go.
The winner should be a million. But that being said, it's like, if you had that in mind, you'd go in there and be like, yes, boom, goodbye. Like, I know what, you know,
I think that that's probably a little too radical for.
Maybe that's just my opinion.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know.
Yes. My thing is, if they cast fans of the show, people will do this for no money and they would make move after move. Exactly. They're casting the wrong people.
Exactly.
Okay. I would pay them to play and get evicted first.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about the idea though of that, now, because to me, that if you make it to like third place in Big Brother, you get the same as the first person on the jury, is that right? Because don't you get they pay you for your time whether you're in the house or not. Is that right?
Last year like the top five get a little extra in cash? Did you guys, is that real or is that fake news?
That is
you guys can't say.
That is, I mean, I probably can't say half the shit I'm fucking saying. So Sorry.
Well, they talked about it on the feed. Yeah. Caitlin.
All right. So allegedly Derek is in the chat, and we'll assume this is the real Derek. We won't go down that rabbit hole. And he's saying $1,000 a week.
Whoa. If he's going to say it and he fucking won, then I could say whatever the hell I want. So yeah, the top five,
is it $1,000 a week if you're in the jury or not?
No, you get the amount that you got. But if you make it to the top five, you get that plus the amount that you
I don't know if that changes this vote flip around, though.
Whatever, Rob, YOLO.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Does anyone... I have a really, really serious
question. Okay.
Yeah, Rob?
Yes, go for it.
Has anyone on this podcast in the studio live gotten up to pee?
I don't know. What do you need to?
Yeah, I've been drinking so much water.
That's fine.
Am I allowed to go?
Yeah, you're allowed to go. That's fine.
Rob?
Yes. Is there a high five?
It was more of a raising my hand.
Yes.
Can I go to the
Yes, you need to take the pass. Hold on. Hold on. This is the pass. Okay. Just take the pass and don't wander around the rest of my house while the podcast is going on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No, don't get them. Okay. All right. Okay. So
should I just move over?
All right.
See you in 5 minutes.
Caitlin, don't pull a Jackson.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
Let's talk about the potential for drama based on who wins this. This HOH. Brent, could you give me who is, if we want Team Good Feeds, who's the person we should be rooting for to win this HOH?
I feel like Alex called it earlier in the podcast when she talked about how stone-faced Jackson was. I mean, he is pissed.
But shouldn't we want him to win the HOH?
I want him to win.
I want him to also, yeah.
Yeah, I want him. He is really pissed at the sixth. I don't think he likes the fact that they're trying to, you know, put the sixth back together, that they maybe took a shot, talked about taking a shot, like when they didn't even tell him about it. I'm sure he knows that Kat was a possibility to go home tonight, and he wasn't a part of it.
Right.
So that, and also he now knows that Jack did not keep his secret, that he went back to Christy and somehow he got back to her, that he let Christy know everything that Jackson's been saying about her. And obviously all of their differences came to the board, to the fore in that snippet we saw at the end of the episode tonight. So Jackson's the person I'm rooting for.
Because I know that there are no Jackson fans, that he is polling at 0%, but he is somebody who I think is going to, you know, really help stir the pot of just being up on the block and out. I feel like doesn't change too much going on in the house.
While I was gone?
We're talking about a Jackson HOH.
Boo! I'm going to go.
Yeah.
No, I feel like Jackson HOH would be okay, Caitlin, because he would. I think he would. He would. He's not going to be like, he already wanted to take the shot this past week.
Yeah.
He's not going to miss his shot again if he has an opportunity to take a shot at Christy.
That's true.
Yeah. What's he going to, especially he's exposed now because Alex now, don't forget Christy has the power too. So I think this creates would be a lot of injury. Just to throw some cold water on everything here, this would require Jackson about to win a mental competition. Coming up here later tonight.
That would be dark.
So,
Sabrina won a mental competition and, you know, Big Brother Canada. I don't feel like it's out of the realm of possibility. You know?
Yeah, I guess so, but...
No, he's not, like, stupid.
Yeah, he can be smart when he wants to be. So, I
counts all those calories, yeah.
I put my money on Jack. The big question, by the way, this field trip thing is even more stupid. I know we talked about how stupid it was, but it's even more stupid because they talked about it last week, and then they talk about it this week. We're going to be voting for it for the next 8 days, and the results don't even take place until the following week. So even if we wanted to do something with the field trip, it's not even going to happen for another, 10, 11, 12 days until they find out.
Yeah, I really am starting to wonder if somebody put the card up a week early on the Big Brother teleprompter.
Exactly. Why did they talk about it last week? That's so dumb.
It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. And yeah, it's not even going to have an impact until we'll see it on the Sunday night show. And I know these dates from the calendar. I believe on the Sunday night show of August 11th, in 12 days, we will see the results of this competition.
It's a long time.
It's a long ways off.
It's a long time. Also, by Sunday, I really feel, you know, they're going to show all the stuff that apparently happened tonight that we missed. But by Sunday, I'm not going to really care. I mean, like we're going to have a new HOH. We're going to have two nominees. We're going to know who won the veto.
Right.
I don't really care at that point. But I don't know. Maybe yeah. we will. We'll see.
Alex, so we haven't gotten your take on all of the stuff with Cliff from last week during his HOH and with the veto. But he seemed pleased as punch tonight when he got up to vote tonight and told us, I love Big Brother.
Yeah, you know, when he made that move last week, I was disappointed in him.
He's
as
in
we
hog
all
heaven
were
right now.
Right. But I actually think it might end up benefiting him with this whole like six like person alliance shattering. I think he lucked out. I don't think this was strategy. I think he's going to luck out and be able to slide through the cracks of this. So, yeah, he's happy and I get it.
Yeah. Kayla, I have to imagine the scene not in that room that we saw where all hell was breaking loose of like Cliff and all the people that were locked out of the HOH room that night, like downstairs, yeah. like high-fiving yeah. about it's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, for sure. I wish we could have like a clip of them drinking like pina coladas with umbrellas, just like kicking back. Like
I would love that. I would love that. So
I would too, Rob.
Yeah, we'll see that. Also, Cliff got the shout out from Julie Chen tonight when
really
she was
sweet.
Asking him about, we know you're missing your wife so much and you talk about her all the time.
Because we hear you talk a lot about your life before the wife.
Before the wife.
Yeah. Before the wife is a thing, Alex.
It is. Also, don't y'all kind of feel like they're setting him up to be America's favorite? Like he's getting the golden boy edit.
He deserves it. I think he deserves it.
Yes. All right. So hashtag before the wife. It's happening. It's happening. Okay.
It's all happening.
All right. So let's see.
There's two timelines, Rob. It's with Cliff. I think it was Brian Scalia who said this on Twitter. It's like before the wife and after the wife. That's all there is in Cliff's life.
Yes.
Any notes?
All right. Caitlin, what do you have from your notes?
Julie's dress is not okay. Nick's diary room sessions are a little dark.
That dress was hideous.
Oh my God, the dress
not
was
good?
Out of control.
Not good.
Not good? Okay. Well, oh, talk about Nick. Talk about Nick. What about his diary room?
I think like dead behind the eyes, just like a little like, I'm so sad. Like, I don't like
Yo.
This. I'm like, what?
Alex, I want to ask you, like, Nick's hairline, it's never going to get better, is it?
No, but it's like iconic at this point. He
Isn't
can't
it,
change
though?
It. To be recognized, he has to keep it for the rest of his life, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that's my hair. Well, you guys got to talk about it. It's like, that's what my head looks like, okay? I'm depressed.
Oh, my God. Apparently, Nick's hips are...
Oh.
I wrote hashtag Nick's hips.
What about Nick's hips?
Tommy gave a shout out to Nick's hips.
Yes, okay.
Like, what was that about? Also, since when does Sam make Sis laugh? When are they friends?
Yeah, listen, that Sam had a real burn on Sis in this episode.
You're the only person that makes me laugh in this house.
You can always think of your life.
Yeah, you can always think of your life.
Like we talked about this on Roundtable, and Taryn said, I can't believe that Sam chose, of all people, freaking philosophy professor Sis to be his messenger in the Big Brother game. Because so before strange. Jackson talked about potentially keeping Sam, Sis a couple days ago was talking about keeping Sam, but it never went anywhere.
Yeah.
There's just one more thing we should touch on, and then I'm going to put this away.
Okay.
Mentioned this before. Did anyone, except for me, notice the carrot pillow that was being played with? We had cucumbers. Like, this is a very vegetable-heavy season so far.
Yes, well, it's for Jackson.
We're seeing a lot of produce work. A lot of produce work, and I'm indifferent about it. That's really it.
The season or the carrot pillow?
Yeah, the whole vegetable theme happening this season.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Tommy was also released from his punishment from this week.
Here we go.
Yeah, we got to hear about the end of the punishment.
We couldn't shower. This has been the worst punishment ever.
Lies and deceit.
We couldn't take a shower, Brent. It was the worst.
This is like, I mean, like, there's so many people in the history of Big Brother who've had worse punishments than these two, who only had to like walk around with
We were covered in paint. It was so itchy, we couldn't even go outside.
So, like, I used to say, like, I love guys from the East Coast who have that kind of accent, but I can't stand listening to that boy.
Shower.
There was no shower for a week.
It's finally over.
It was like 4 days.
Okay. All right. So before we get to taking some questions, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Rothy's. Caitlin, do you know about Rothy's?
I've heard about it. Yeah. Tell me more.
Well, Rothy's are the company that makes stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles, insanely comfortable and machine washable.
That's amazing.
I feel like that this is something that you would be totally into.
Yeah.
Of its fashion.
It's
love and light. It's sustainability. Because Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. Stylish and versatile. They go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and to skirts. And they're seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles. They're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right. No break-in period ever. And Rothy's comes with free shipping, free returns and exchanges with no risk, no worries, no reason not to try.
Wow.
Sounds like a dream.
Are you buying them for me?
No, well, let's not get carried away. It's going to blow your mind that they are made from the recycled plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. So they're doing amazing work getting rid of all those plastic water bottles.
Beautiful.
And and it's so nice that in the Big Brother house that they're not putting their shaker containers into the refrigerator. Yeah. Rothy's is cutting down on the water bottles, that we're making a difference here.
Sir, Rothy's is making a difference.
Okay, so go check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/Rob. Nicole, my wife, loves the pair of flats that she has from Rothy's. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head on over to Rothy's.com/Rob today. Should we take some questions?
Duh.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions from the chat. Paige wants to know, hello, beautiful people.
Hey, Paige.
Rob, does Kate coaching know Tommy, or do they have mutual friends? I think that was a rumor on these BB streets at some point. Also, have Alex explain how a women's alliance can prevail to naysayers. Okay, two-part question there. Ooh. From Paige. Okay, great job, Paige.
You first.
All right. So, Caitlin, do you have mutual friends with Tommy?
I have spoken to Tommy.
Of course!
Tommy actually invited me to come see Pretty Woman when I got evicted because he was like a fan. I ended up not being able to go for the date that he invited me to go, but we did like stay in touch a bit, like just, you know, like casual conversation here and there.
This is huge! I've got a pre-existing relationship with everybody!
Yeah, there's okay. Definitely a pre-existing relationship.
So you have a mutual friend. He loves Big Brother.
Even have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Like, so, he just, like, reached out.
He's just like, hey, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like, do you want to come see?
Yeah. And do you want to come to my show?
Yeah. And it was really, really sweet. He's a really, really, really nice guy. And I like him a lot.
Yeah.
So I knew when he was auditioning, he was like, should I do it? And I was like, yeah, like, you'd be so great.
I didn't even know this about you.
Yeah, I like to keep things on the down low. I didn't want to tell anyone before I went into the house for a comp.
Yes. Okay. So then when you were there, was he like, he was
bugging,
he was great.
Out.
Yeah.
Bugging out.
Okay. Wow. That's
I'm sorry.
All right. Now, Alex, tell us about a women's alliance in Big Brother. Why didn't the Black Widows work out?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal about all girls alliances. Okay. It's simple. You can't form it with all the girls in the house. You got to pick just 2, 3, 4 people that you trust, and then you stick with them. That's it.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Alex, can you talk a little bit about that? You know, it's not exactly the same situation as we have in this season where Tommy and Christy know each other from outside of the house. But you and your sister, Morgan, were in the Big Brother house together with a secret relationship that you were trying to hide from people. So what are the challenges of that?
Yeah, it's funny because I see so many people comparing Christy and Tommy to me and my sister. And I'm like, it is so opposite. When you're sisters, you have the same friends, the same families. You can't tell the same stories. You kind of have to make up fictional characters to play it off. We came in with the same clothes. Like, we had the same flip-flops, pajamas in the house. It's like, we look alike. We're from Texas. You have luggage tags with your initials on it. The list goes on and on. So Kirstie and Tommy can totally just play off all that because they don't have to worry about those challenges, whereas me and my sister had to deal with everything. We had to hide parts of ourselves that they don't.
Name tag thing. That's really
So MW and AW. I had to make up a fake last name.
Yeah, what was your last name?
Walton? Walton?
Oh my God.
I know.
I think, Alex, people have written to me and talked because we're, you know, there are people who like defenders of Kirstie and like, look, you know, like there have been other people in Big Brother history who've had, you know, secret partners or secret relationships with people in the house. And I thought about that. On the other hand, I thought about your season and I really feel like that it's less about yourself and Morgan and more about the stupidity of your castmates that they couldn't figure out on the first night.
That's wild.
You look exactly the same.
That is also a big part of it. My cast was not the most, I mean, I love them, but they were not like
someone
the
in
most
the chat,
intelligent.
Someone in the chat said your last name was Walton.
Walton? Well, they probably know better than me. It's all blur. Like, I don't remember my season. Did I just hit you?
You literally just punched me in the face.
Easy, easy. We never had that either on a podcast in the studio.
Making history.
I will punch you all in the face tonight.
Okay. Let's take this question from Sandra. Sandra says, since when in the history of Big Brother have they ever allowed them to dance? And when have they ever had so little to air that they showed live feeds to the cast and to the TV audience?
Sandra, the voice of Sandra.
Yes.
You're allowed to dance. You can do whatever the hell you want.
There's just no singing.
Yeah, just no singing. You could dance. Singing. But I did not like that they were able to see that. I thought that they gave them a gift that was undeserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say on my season, not that it really is the same thing because it wasn't on like air, but we did have Justin doing his pizza dance and we got to see that footage. So it is a thing.
He even had a pizza song.
That was
a great song. I like that.
Do
pizza
you have
song.
It? Classic.
Let me see if I can find it.
Have you heard it?
Have you ever watched
the season?
Yeah.
Was it in the episodes though?
No, I think we did see something about him and his pizza.
Let's see. I have a clip that says pizza. Let's see. What's this?
Pizza. Pizza, baby.
Loved.
That was everything.
Do you have can you play for old time's sake?
Yeah, what do you want?
Coffee is a lot of fun.
Is this like the request hour?
Yes. DJ, turn it up.
Okay. Coffee is a lot of fun.
Please, Tom
from
Green.
Tom Green.
Yes,
let's see. Coffee song. Okay, here we go.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Making coffee is a lot of fun. Coffee is a lot of fun. If you like drinking coffee, then you should have some. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Coffee is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Slipping on a shrimp.
Okay.
DJ, hit it.
All right. No, we're going to lose people. Derek's going to turn the show off. Okay. All right. Let's go to UConn R. Can the HOH be selected for the field trip or are they safe? Brent, what do you think of that?
I think they probably I think they probably cannot be selected because that would defeat the whole point of it. Like the person who's HOH cannot be in jeopardy and up on the block. So I think they're going to name an HOH next Thursday. And then after that, they're going to get the top three people who are not HOH as the three people who go on the field trip.
Yeah. Boy, this is very complicated. We don't even know you could vote for somebody that could be evicted. You could vote for somebody that could do the HOH. What is this? What are they even doing?
It's dumb. It's so dumb. Like it's like the temptation celebration competition from Big Brother 19, where like somebody gets safety, somebody gets nominated as the third nominee, and what we all love three nominees. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
We're all campaigning for that.
Alex, do you think that, because we always, get like a second half twist. Do you think that the field trip will be a weekly competition? Will we have this week's field trip and then another week of field trip? Like, remember the hacker comp last season?
I think that they don't even know, and I think they're going to make it up on the fly. If it is good feeds and is successful, they'll be like, we'll continue it for five more weeks. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a flop, they'll be like, okay, bye, you know.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Rye, who says, theory, Kirstie and Tommy, we're going to save Sam and break up Kat, Jackson, Holly. But then Sam called out Kirstie and blew up his own vote flip. I reject that theory. I don't think that's what happened.
Signed it. I think that's a real possibility, because that was the one thing that hadn't happened before the feats went down. Taryn was talking about it on Twitch, that Jack, Christy, and Tommy had not had a chance to talk to Sam yet. And like he was anti-Christy, like vehemently so. The whole house knew it. So for them to make a deal with him, like they actually needed to talk with him and get his, yeah. You know, like, hey, we're going to save you. You can't come after me if I'm going to save you, which I'm sure he would have agreed to. But he doesn't, like I said, I've never had any faith in his game.
Yeah.
So he might have screwed himself here.
Caitlin, think that, yes, what's going on?
No, he's like, yes, you and yes. I said Rob.
Caitlin, I think that, I don't know if that's the case, because it seemed like, at least in Julie's interaction with him, it seemed like that she was explaining a lot to him.
Yes.
And he did not seem like he was in like, you're preaching to the choir. I know. It's crazy today.
Yeah, no, she asked, where did this go wrong? And
yeah,
he had no idea.
He didn't seem like he was party to the fireworks.
Yeah, not at all. So I think we're all about to find that.
In that room when they were showing the clip of, I think that was just the six probably trying to iron out their differences. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that again, even if you don't believe that Sam actually blew up and tanked his own game, but as I said, it wasn't really, they could have gotten rid of Kat. I'm talking about Christy and Tommy and Jack. Yeah, they could have gotten rid of Kat to break up that quote-unquote secret trio and keep Sam. But it wasn't really a good choice for them either. They never really liked Sam. They didn't want to keep Nick and Sam in the house together. Christy doesn't like Sam. So it was, you know, it was kind of, they damned if they were and they
but come on.
Shit, Rob.
Come on, just keep me. Yeah, I'm not my brother's keeper. Okay. Taurine has a question. Okay, Brent, please ask Alex if she would ever do the challenge. Would she do any more reality TV? I don't know why that has to be by way of Brent, but Brent, will you ask Alex if she will do the challenge?
Alex, will you do the challenge or any other reality television show in the future? Because we would love to see you back on our television screens playing for the big money.
That was well said. I've been approached for stuff, but right now I have a job and I just don't really know what's happening.
Not the right fit,
yeah,
it's a possibility.
You know, I never say no to anything.
I have a question I wanted to ask you. Just that's not a chat question, but it's a my question. The fact that OTT only lasted one season and is probably never going to come back, is that like something you're proud of? Because I feel like if you finally had one season of one series, but like it's kind of beloved by the fans. I mean, there's definitely like a cult following of people who love OTT. I feel like I would wear that as a badge of honor.
No,
how do you feel?
Like 100%. So when you go to the CBS website and you click on OTT, it's like, it's us. It's Boom. Probably never going to change. So,
right?
But I do have a theory that with Celebrity Big Brother 99.9% being canceled.
Oh, no, it's official.
No, okay, 100%
where do you
being
guys
canceled.
Where do you guys get that information? Do you have, your inside source?
No, I also believe that's like public information.
Public information. Because this is not public information to me.
Well, really? Rob, I did see on social media that Celebrity Big Brother was not coming
so
back.
So tell me if I'm missing something, that I think that it was not on the website. Was that and people said, not on the website. That means show's canceled. But I feel like that there's a lot of shows that are canceled that are not on the web, that are on the website. So I don't know if that's like the person that makes the website isn't the head of programming.
Well, what's weird is this is what I saw on Twitter, that they renewed some sort of Big Brother for the winter season.
Yeah,
it was scheduled, but then Celebrities canceled. So obviously they're doing something. We just don't know what. So part of me is like, is it going to be All Stars? Is it going to be OTT2? Is it just some weird new spinoff? They're doing something.
Start the rumor mill, Brent. get the All Stars ready.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Okay.
I would love to see something like OTT or even Celebrity Big Brother. I always love it's a nice, like, quick 3-week, you know, sprint to the finish, and it's always a good time.
I feel like right now it's August 1st. I feel like that we have no idea what's going to be on TV in January.
We'll all have to pipe down a little.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, my voice. I sound like an old. Sorry, everyone. It's a bit cold.
Yeah, it's a good radio voice.
Thanks, Rob. You know what my dad said to me the other day? Do you watch or listen to Howard Stern?
Yes.
He's like, you and Rob are the modern day Howard and Robin.
Oh, well, that's a great compliment.
And see, I don't listen, but my dad's obsessed with Howard.
I'm a big fan, yeah.
He listens to him on Sirius every day in the car driving to Queens. He goes, you and Rob, you guys have that je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
You have that thing, kids.
Oh, that's a very, very nice compliment.
Brendan Alex can go jump in a hole.
Okay.
Sorry, kids.
Rude.
All right. Let's get a question from Marietta. Okay. Marietta wants to know, was Jack doing a Tommy impression when he was voting tonight? Yeah. Alex, Jack was like acting like all like flirty with the camera.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the... Alex, you want to do it?
I don't even know if I remember this. I like when Jack comes on screen, I just tone him out and don't even really look or pay attention. So
let's do this. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, he was trying to be cute. And then when the camera came to him, he was like, oh, hi, Julie. Hey. Like he did the Tommy thing. So I kind of think maybe he was kind of trying to do
it. And everyone else was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Crickets. Yeah. Crickets.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Daddy Taryn. Daddy Taryn has a question. Daddy Taryn says,
best Texas A&M BB player, Alex Willett or Cliff Hogg?
Cliff Hogg, for sure. He's actually, no. Honestly, if he had made that move last week or whatever, yeah. Bow down to Cliff Hogg right now. He's like,
oh, my God.
Before the wife.
Yeah.
I just read something in the chat, but I can't say it out loud.
Don't say it. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Okay. All right. We'll talk a spoiler. We'll talk a spoilers coming up in a little bit as the feeds have come back up live. Okay?
All right.
So let's go to a question from Paranoid Plant. Paranoid Plant has a question. Could someone please explain to me what a camp expo is? Okay, well, I can explain this. This is obvious. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Get it together. Okay. So you've knocked. Derek, can you give a? Can you? Not Derek in the chat. Yeah. Derek, who helps us out behind the scenes in the studio.
This was so dumb. Right. Okay. You have this episode where you don't give us anything, then it's a 9-0 vote, and then like the big competition at the end is live studying.
Yes, yes. You have to walk around the camp expo where that gets like the first day of camp, I guess, where you sign up for all the different camp activities that there are.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, I was expecting a crapshoot competition or a knockout competition when I saw them all lined up there. But then it was like, oh, you can just walk around and look at shit. That's what we're going to show on TV. Really?
Okay. Let's do another question and then we'll get into talking about spoilers the live feeds. Jennifer wants to know, would Kat have gone home if she and Holly didn't previously know each other? Brent, I don't understand if people knew that they knew each other, why keep her?
If people knew that they knew each other, why keep her?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, like Kat's never been anti-Christie. Sam has been anti-Christie. So that's a real like fly in the soup, so to speak, as to, you know, like, are you really going to make a big move to keep a guy who can win a competition and then is against you? Like, I mean, like
he wasn't truly against Christie, that I feel if Christie would have saved him, I feel
it's true. You know, now if she, but all week long, he's been against Christie. She's the one.
Because he thinks that she's trying to get him out. But if she's the one who's going to be the governor calling at 11:59 to save him, he'll be in her back pocket.
But this was all happening at the last minutes, right before the feeds went down and they started rehearsal. So, like, I don't know if she was able to go to him or maybe they had rehearsal.
Like, if Jackson is the real enemy, why not take out a number who is connected to his girlfriend?
I mean, like I said, it was never a great choice. It was a Sophie's choice, Rob, between these two people about who to get rid of.
Sophie would have voted out Kat.
Kat has a lot more credibility.
She's got nine lives.
With many of the six. Again, Sophie. Kat played bad enough that she should have gone home.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that they were thinking about getting rid of her was because Jackson went to Jack and said, look, I know our information from Kat is good because Kat and Holly know each other on the outside. Also, that thing about Jackson being the rogue vote from a couple weeks ago, no one knew about that except a few select members of the six, and that information got out. And so Jackson wasn't pleased about that, and he really thought it was Christie.
Okay. All right. We are going to skip into talking about the spoilers because that our spoilers have come up and we have an HOH to talk about. So we'll react to that real quick. If you're going to be leaving us tonight, and we have a bonus show coming up on Friday that I forgot to plug. I will be speaking with Sam tomorrow morning.
We were wondering.
I have my exit interview with Sam in the morning. And then after I get done talking with Sam, then Taryn will have his live feed update. And then we will be talking with Ovi, a special podcast on Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific time. We will go live. It will be Taryn, myself, and Ovi, and I'm inviting Brent if he's around. Melissa is invited too, but she has to have a pesky day job. But that we will be talking live with Ovi and taking your questions. There you go.
I will do my best to try to make it.
But we may talk spoilers in this new HOH with Ovi. So just be heads up. Okay. All right. And with that in mind. I will hand you over the buzzer,
and I think that I will do the honor of handing it over to Alex.
Okay, all right, let's go.
This is your time.
What do I do?
Spoilers.
How do you see what happens?
Buzz it.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country.
I keep going because I like this. This is like a stress reliever.
Should be taken.
Yeah.
All
right.
You should just go into Morgan's room at all time and be like, "Hey, sister."
We should get one of these. Amazon.
Just go on. Buy a taboo game. Okay.
It's great idea.
We'll annoy her.
All right. So, all right. Here.
May I take on?
Breaking news are happening now.
Okay, I prefer a complete zoom in.
All right, so Brent, all right, do you have the update from the update?
Yeah,
from...
we know what's up.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, we know what's up.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I think someone saw into the future and manifested something.
Yes, is that possible?
It seems as if I'm gonna order the most expensive meal next week because you are paying for my dinner. Sir, I am the. It literally feels like my mic.
Hold on, Brent. We need to know who the new HOH is.
The new HOH is Jessica.
What?
Sorry. This is incredible. It feels incredible. I want justice for me, Marianne, Jessica.
I've never been more proud of
Marianne
you.
Leave Marianne out of this.
It's incredible because Caitlin called it, but I should have known too because Jessica actually did. She was in the final two in that memory competition from week two, and that lasted a long time.
Oh,
the last
sorry,
question.
Brent, you can't go back now.
Derek, can you hand me that flashlight that's over there?
Okay,
give me. Let's go in on me. Okay. Welcome to my nightmare. Okay.
I don't know if this is a good result. I gave this woman a one.
Brent has the one panel. Because now, is that a one because you said she had one brain cell?
She's clueless. She's like, Derek got mad at me because I called her stupid.
I think that Derek called you out because you said that, like, look,
Derek,
I know what to say now. I don't say anything that's going to be too offensive. So I've learned my lesson. I know what to say.
That's true.
3 minutes later, then you said, Jess has one brain cell.
I don't care what you guys think of her.
Yes,
but she will not make a move. She will not do anything interesting with this HOH.
By the way, I do have a little insight. Yeah, we can talk because I don't know what's going to happen with Jessica. We do have a little insight though into what happened while we were gone.
Yes,
Taryn, where'd that go? Taryn is reporting, and this is again him just watching the feeds for like 5 minutes. So just that caveat. It seems like maybe Sis blocked the vote because remember they needed Sis to make five in this potential vote flip. He says it seems that maybe Sis blocked the vote flip. She's mad at Tommy and Jack for trying to flip it. Also, my friend BB Feeds VO at VO Minorities on Twitter said that Christy just said to Sis that the six is officially over and hates that Tommy is fighting to keep the six together. Christy's talking. Christy mm-hmm. says that she trusts Sis and Tommy, even though Sis is mad at Tommy,
yeah.
apparently, for that vote flip. So
but that wow. sounds absurd, because Sis loves Sam,
yeah.
right? That she yes. says she was like lobbying but to save Sam all week, has no love for Kat. Why would she? Why would she go crazy fight this?
I have trouble believing it as well. But the one thing that is true, though, is that she moved from being very pro keeping Sam to very anti keeping Sam. I think, you know, the fact that Kat stayed is sort of nonsensical. It's like that wasn't an important part of it. She was pro Sam and sort of anti Sam. She thought it was important to break up Nick and Sam. She wanted to go along with the HOH, that being Holly, about what she wanted to do. And Christy, obviously, was very anti Sam. So Sis parrots a lot of what these people say. I don't know if all of a sudden she does this where, like, she'll just go along to get along for like a week yeah. and a half, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere she'll just like pipe up and say, no, we're not doing that. Usually it's at like the time where you like hate it, and it doesn't surprise me that
Alex she who would Jess put on the block.
You know, if she's going with the house, and if the house is against Jackson and Holly, that could be a possibility, but that's like best case scenario. Like, the BB gods are with us. I feel like it's gonna be Nick and Nicole or something like that.
I don't think so.
You don't think it will be?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she was a black
manifest
widow.
It, please.
She was a yeah. black widow with Nicole, and we know how she feels about what could have been the Black Widows.
Yeah, I feel final. Like that. This that it definitely could be Nick going up on the block, and I don't know, Brent. Will she have any reservations about putting a woman on the block?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about her on the roundtable on Monday, the fact that she, all the people that she quote-unquote trusts are the women of the house. And she's like, oh, I don't really trust Jack. I don't trust Jackson. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about, you know, Tommy. Like, I mean, like, it's clear that she's still in that tunnel vision of I'm going to keep all the women safe, and I don't really trust Nick, Sam, Jack, Jackson, all the guys, basically. So
what would you do if you were Jessica?
I mean, well, I have all the information on the outside. I mean, she's living in a universe where the six isn't even a yeah. thing, even though the rest of the house knows it.
Well,
so.
No, who? But her tightest ally in the house is still Kat right?
And Kat,
now, Kat just survived a brush with death in the house.
Right, and Nicole.
She saw her life flash before her eyes. Could this be a wake-up call?
It could be, because Nicole is letting Kat know, this is again my friend on Twitter, Nicole is letting Kat know that the people who wanted to evict Kat by name were Tommy, Jack, Christy, and maybe Nick, I guess. And Nicole is telling Kat that Jack said it, because they know that Kat, Jackson, and Holly know each other from the outside. Kat is now denying this. So Nicole's still not playing a great game where she just spills everything to everybody and is way too honest.
Yeah. Kaylin, can Nicole bounce back from this? I felt like that Nicole was in a really good spot a couple of weeks ago, yeah. and then she's been through hell and back, and now I kind of feel like that she's lost that fire. Can Nicole get this back?
Anything
can she get
is,
her get
yes,
her mojo
yes,
back?
Yes, anything is possible, especially with this, you know, end of the six shooters. They need to take any allies they can. They don't have each other anymore. They need mm-hmm. to start pulling in other people. I think Nicole and be very safe.
Okay. What do you think, Alex?
You know, the more I was thinking about it, I take back the Jackson and Holly thing, because she's friends with Kat, who might be protecting them. I think it's going to be whatever Kat tells. I still don't think she's going to make a big move. I think it's going to be Nick and like Cliff then or
no,
something.
No, because she's in Cliff's Angels.
Does she even take it seriously?
She's dumb enough to put Cliff on the block. I will say that Cliff
is dumb enough to put up
swaggies, right now, spending a lot of time with Jessica. So Cliff knows he needs to talk to Jessica, that she could, you know, easily be swayed by a lot of different people here. I have to believe this, that Kat is safe, because Jessica and Kat are like this. And by extension, Jessica's always been more on the Mickey Holly side of things. I think they're probably safe. And I was going to say, unless somebody ends up on the block as a third nominee, but that's not even until next week. So like what, and the one thing also to be certain of is what you said, Alex, Jessica's afraid of making herself a target, because they all think that the double eviction is coming this following Thursday. Of course mm-hmm. it's not, but Jessica has explicitly said on the live feeds that she doesn't want to screw up and yeah. make herself a target for the double eviction.
And
so,
Brent, one other thing with this, does Jess know about Christie's power?
Does she? Whoa. I've
everyone
lost track
knows.
Of who knows about that.
It seems like everybody knows, but if anybody doesn't know, it would be Jess.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, if someone doesn't know, it would be Jess, but I'm sure Cliff will tell her about to be wary of Christie's power. But I don't think she would put up Christie anyway on the block.
Okay.
So it's better. Like, if she goes after, like, Jack and Jackson, I could see those people's nominees. Or yeah. Jack and Sis, maybe. I don't know who she
Okay, so, all right. We got a lot coming up. Taryn will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Pacific to talk about all that. Let's tell you what else is coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. Bryce Isaiah has been working very hard on the 2020 Zaddy calendar reveal.
What?
Yes. Do you know about the Zaddy calendar, Caitlin?
No, but I love Bryce. So okay. Tell me more.
Okay. Yes. So I actually have a copy of it right over there. I'll let you see it after the show. But
oh my God,
Bryce and I got together for the, he revealed to me everybody who made the 2020 Zaddy calendar. Brent, are you on pins and needles?
Brent is crossing his fingers. I'm in pins and needles for who's in December.
Okay.
That's usually the best month.
Okay. So. All right. The Zaddy calendar reveal show. We're going to have that on coming up next week. So just keep an eye out for that. All right. On Friday morning, Taryn will be live. And Scott, good work, Scott, by having Scott, did you remake that card with Jess in the middle for her HOH? Scott, was that on purpose?
Rob, no, I did not.
Okay, all right. So Scott manifested it. He made the wait. What day did you make that graphic?
I made that graphic this morning.
Oh, it was Scott. Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one. On Saturday morning, does that mean that Jack's going to win the veto on Saturday? And then there's Sis in the middle on Sunday. All right. So that's what's coming up. And then we will have our exit interview with Sandit. Okay. Brent, what is it that you think I'm not going to ask Sam in the exit interview?
You're not going to ask Sam, because Sam seems to think, as you saw from this episode, that it's just guilty by association, that he's not his brother's keeper.
Yes.
And that is bullshit. That is not what happened. Sam had all the information. He knew that the six shooters, he didn't know that's what their name was, but he knew these people that were in Grateful, and Sam knew about Grateful.
Why do you think, I don't understand why you think I wouldn't ask him about that.
Well, what I want you to ask is, like, Sam, are you culpable for your eviction? Because you didn't warn Nick the week that he was HOH that there were people after him. You just went along to get along, and you let him put up Cliff and, who the hell was it, Nicole on the block. Mm-hmm. When you knew that Nicole was telling the truth, why did you go along with all of that?
Yeah.
That was terrible gameplay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's a crazy question.
Okay, cool.
My favorite thing.
I have to, like, rub his nose in it? Like, yes, like, you idiot. You stupid. bad Sam.
The best thing you're doing in those interviews, though, is when you reveal to them that Christy and Tommy knew each other. When I hear that every time, I go like...
I kind of feel
they
like
freak
they freak out. I'm afraid they're gonna hang up the phone. Like,
oh, they freak out, like, Rob. What? I have chills every time
Send
you tell
it.
That.
Yeah.
Will you do that for him?
Sure. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. All right, that's coming up tomorrow, and then we've got our interview. Ovi is going to join us on 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon. Live with Ovi. I talked with Scout Cloud Lee on the latest Talking Ooh. With T-Bird. I also recommend checking out our Sean Rector interview. Scout Cloud Lee from Survivor Vanuatu. Alex, are you a Survivor person?
It's my favorite show, actually.
Is it really?
I grew up watching Survivor with my mom. It was like my number one. So, yeah.
All right. So yeah, fun podcast series with T-Bird Cooper.
Did you see the Instagram that we were together and I tagged you in an Instagram story where on the big screen I watched you.
Oh
going,
yeah,
Get
yeah.
The girls peanut butter probes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right. Then on Sunday night, this is going to be a lot of fun. Brendan and Rachel are going to be here in the studio. So I'm glad we got the two person thing worked out. Brent, don't worry. Nicole, my wife, is going to be babysitting all the kids, okay? Don't worry.
Looking at the wrong person. I love Aurora.
Okay. All the kids will be downstairs with my wife. We used to do a podcast all the time and not worry about kids before the wife.
before the wife.
But Brendan and Rachel are coming here. Barbecue, I think, beforehand, and then podcast to follow.
He's just like really awkward. Like, when is he gonna invite me?
You want to come for? Of course. All of this made possible by the patrons of Rob is a Podcast. To find out more about everything we're doing behind the scenes, you could check out our behind the scenes video with Caitlin from a couple of weeks ago, as well our patron only podcast feed. We've got our patron cast was on Tuesday night. I'll be doing our Facebook Friday live on Friday afternoon at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's all at robhaswebsite.com/patron. And we have another special guest here in the studio. And so we're very excited to be joined here by that, you know, I August 1st used to mean nothing to me before the wife, because today is my anniversary. And so here is, come on in.
Nicole is
my wonderful wife. Honey, come sit in the big chair.
Aww, the first lady of podcast.
Well, nobody can see you because you're not on the camera.
You did so good.
Okay. Here is Nicole Cesternino. She is here.
Nicole, what's your maiden name?
Caitlin, can you hold the cake? Derek, can we get a zoom in on the cake?
Please don't drop the cake
because that's going to be a gift. Okay,
guys, it says Rob and Nicole forever.
So
at least till next year, or maybe next year, the year after.
Caitlin brought a cake here. Hop up here, hon.
Oh, guys, this is actually like really romantic and really sweet, and now I'm like highly depressed.
Yes. Okay.
Us over here. Like,
So thank you, Caitlin, for bringing us an anniversary cake.
Yes, you're so welcome. It's ridiculous.
Nicole, can you tell the listeners what you said about how I was going to be celebrating our anniversary?
By yourself?
She said, oh.
You even told me this.
Oh, yes. Okay. I am the best wife because I'm letting him spend our anniversary with two hot chicks upstairs.
Well, Nicole, it's eviction
night.
It's eviction night. What do you want me to do? It's a Thursday.
So who's getting evicted? One of us has to get evicted?
No.
It's a tough night for him.
Yeah, do you want me to cancel the podcast?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You guys had a beautiful lunch.
Yeah, next.
It wasn't that beautiful. Guys, we had the kids with us.
Why don't you take a romantic cut into this as if it's your wedding night? Guys, did you have like, what was your wedding song?
Did you sing it?
No, that's fine.
No, you.
Oh, no, I'm think not in you the mood for a performance tonight. No, thank you.
Yeah, I feel like this is a podcasting disaster waiting to happen.
Just cut one piece, like to get, like, put your hand on it.
Just take a scoop and feed it to him.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, let's
shove it in his face.
He's been on keto for a while, so he needs this.
Okay.
Does he have attitude?
We don't need to talk about what it was.
My personal life.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about eating on podcasts. Thank you.
I'll feed you.
I heard a rumor that keto makes people smell. Is that true?
No.
He doesn't what?
Oh my God.
Yay.
A moment.
Are we happy now? Okay.
Why don't you eat the Oreo to be like more?
Very good.
You're not a big Oreo guy, Rob, are you?
Not a big Oreo guy.
Easy. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna start rumors.
Guys,
all right.
This is what 9 years of marriage looks like. You could have this if you want.
Okay. Caitlin, thank you.
Actually, it's like all of this because you guys are.
This is still a podcast. You're talking to the microphone.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Alex is like, what is this?
We're the best night to come. I honestly did. Mm-hmm. Really couldn't have planned it better.
Yes.
It's an odd dynamic between us.
When Caitlin is here, all things are possible.
Anything's possible.
Jessica
HOH is possible. Next, she's going to manifest a Marianne Williamson nomination. Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay, we're president.
All right. There you go. Brent, is there anything else we need to say?
I think we're good. Cliff is really trying to stay in Jessica's ear to make sure she doesn't do anything stupid. But remember, Christy's power is in play for one more week. And last thing, Nicole is recognizing and telling Jessica that, hey, even though Jackson and Holly are off to the side, that's two. But we really have to worry about these four over here, talking about Jack and Sis and Tommy and Christy. So at least there are people talking to Jessica who do have the right idea.
Yeah.
Nicole's like, cool.
Yeah, Nicole, there's a girl on Big Brother that's named Nicole. Brent's not talking about you.
I got very confused. I thought he was talking about me for a second.
No.
Yeah.
You picked that.
Our favorite person on Big Brother right now is named Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a good pick.
Of course, yeah.
All right, all right.
And she's from New York, too.
Yes, Long Island.
Long Island.
Okay.
Send it.
Do you have the accent, too? You don't really have it.
Oh, mine, as soon as I moved here, I was like, sayonara. But that being said, if I go to England too for like more than a week, I'm like,
you'll get the Madonna.
She's Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just pick up on a different person. I'm schizophrenic.
And also, I have to buy Caitlin dinner next week.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Oh, okay. Like out to dinner?
No. Trust me. It's not going to be like that. Yeah. It's literally going to be, I'm going to say, Rob, this is what I want. You bring it here and we will eat it. He has to buy for Derek too.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, I didn't like guest passes.
I'm a cheap date. I will not. I'll get like a diet water. And
okay. A diet water. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you give me your order, and then I'll use the delivery service and tell them to send it.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Good
so,
closer.
All right. Thank you so much.
Happy anniversary,
Caitlin
guys.
Herman, for joining us again in the studio.
As always, and every Thursday.
Rumor has it that you have more mystery guests, potentially.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Okay, all
next
right.
Next week will be an interesting week for you all. Okay.
All right, and then Alex Willett, thank you for coming back to the studio and talking about Big Brother again.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Yes. And an honor.
Love
having
you, Brent.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. Love you too, honey.
Nicole, are you ready for the massive childcare operation on Sunday night?
Why? What's going on Sunday night?
When Brendan and Rachel are coming for a barbecue.
Which, by the way, he's mentioned now 9 times, and we're still not invited.
We'll just show up. Just we'll crash it.
Okay. I'm so busy.
Well, we're doing the podcast. They're just coming. They're just coming early to
I
eat
legit
before.
I have plans. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. I have 2 kids, which is a lot, and then you add a third. It's like chaos down there.
Yeah.
And then I start drinking.
All right. Thank you all so much for watching. I'm sure any sane person turned this podcast off like 15 minutes ago. All right. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much, Scott, behind the scenes. Take care. Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.